我不知道从哪里开始哦。
And you don't know what to say. Everything will come on.
首先，我就要感恩我的父母亲，没有他们就没有我今天。
Father, yeah.
愿他们也早日了生死，脱离苦海。我也愿 December 的 Kalyamita 也是一样，你们的父母亲也早日了生死，这是最重要的，因为没有他们，我们今天就不会在这里。还有一点就是要感恩我们的卡玛，真的，我们这个报身需要有三根三叶，才能够使到我们这条正道走得更顺畅。
Sadhu, very good, huh? That's why you must have good roots. Those are the Mandarin translated of it. You say you must take care of karma. We must thank our this, what they call Nimanakaya, functional body, yeah? Karmically conditional for us to be here. He who have the understanding to use it for wholesomeness, then it brings forth a lot of karmic merits. And inheritance, and this is the one you should have gratitude towards, because with this you can cultivate and develop a lot of wholesomeness, perfection to take care of karma so that it will take care of your life. So this is beautiful. We rejoice. Sadhu.
我们来这个世间就是来修福和修慧，没有其他的，就是因为我们的无名之作把我们一直拉着走，现在是时候我们一定要卸下，就要生智慧，就是我们要有真知真见，有了真知真见，我们就是八正道，在这八正道我们的报身就死了，然后接下来我们就，这就是有为法，你有为法过了之后，那我们又继续走，就菩萨道，走无为法了，你又要卸，走中道。一直行你的六波罗蜜，直到完成你的佛道。一切都结束了，就完了，空了。但是也不是真空，而不是真的空道，而是真空妙有，你回去你的 source 去了，再也没有，一切都结束了。
Sadhu. You see, she says she don't know.But she gives so profound a Dhamma. Those who don't know Mandarin, maybe I translate a bit. She said the purpose of our this functional body, but they call it the reward body. So this functional body, when you have them, you must know how to use it. And the most important is to cultivate virtue and wisdom. So when you cultivateVirtue and wisdom, you will develop a lot of parami, a lot of understanding. Then you can develop the enlightenment of the conditioned Dhamma. They call it the Uweva. Then when you cultivate virtue and wisdom, it's basically Noble Eightfold Path. Yeah, sadhu. Yeah. They can go. Bye bye. So they are flying off to Hokkaido. Sadhu. So when you understand that Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation that's taught by the Buddha, this is the one that developed the right view, the right understanding, giving rise to all the wisdom that will allow you to free your mind. Then after you have developed the mundane Dhamma, you should continue your cultivation with the supramundane Dhamma, the unconditioned Wu-Wei-Fa. That is where you cultivate the six perfection of the Mahayana way. You take the vow, you make all the aspiration, cultivate all the affinity with all the great beings, then develop all the six perfection until you can perfect the cultivation of Sammasambuddhahood. And that way is the most beautiful. Then he said, finally you will return to the source, you will realize true emptiness. But true emptiness, you say, is not nothing. True emptiness is wonderful existence, like what the Heart Sutta say. So you must know how to make use of this form of mind, to live the good life of an enlightened being. And that is the third phase of Dhamma, which is Pativeda. So if you can have all this understanding, then work towards all this, your life will become beautiful and you will become a blessing to all of humanity, to the world, and to all of existence life. So this is what she was able to share, and I really rejoice because I know she can do it, but she very shy. That's why tonight I think it's a good condition, good opportunity. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now can continue.
到底我们是什么来的呢？ 是什么啊? Nature罢了。 We are just nature. 就是因为无名被拉住。 Nature罢了。 Just like any other things, it's just 我也不懂怎样讲 nature， 因为是我们制作，一直拉，一直拉，拉拉拉 ，all the 垃圾，全部垃圾制作，那我们原本的那个nature 就失去了，然后现在我们才来 unload， 明白了 nature， 现在才来 unload。 一样样，从头到尾，一切都了解了，你的 wisdom 完整了，圆满了，符合会圆满，这样子罢了。这是我所领悟到的，只是 nature rolling by 罢了，也没有我，就是因为这个我。 我们制作才有这个我字，有一个我，然后一层一层一层一层的，好久好久才能够圆满到清净。这条路很长，要走的。我现在只是有这个 right understanding， 有真知真见。 但是还是要像你们一样，我们都是同修，要开始走，但是不要怕。没有什么的，只是走，越来你就越开心，越清，越清就越怎么样讲？越 clear， 越 bright， 不要被我们的无明所抓。 没有的，因为怎么样才会不被抓呢？就好像六祖所说的，首先要有无念，就是 brothers 讲的 silent mind。真的，你不要被我们的满念脉抓去。 你无念，你就可以看到你的这个人是怎么来的。他只是无运，就好像一个 machine 一样，在那 operate 罢了。只是我们去抓他是我，这个是我们人的 function。五蕴皆空，它是一个 function 和一个 memory， 所以我是说我这个是 computer 来的 computer， 你去 access 它，你去抓它，然后装进去，进去就 data 不怎么样放进去 data， 一直放，这个是我们的 wrong view 来的。所以你要有真知真见和我们的 nature 在一起，一直写就是放了解，但是你不能够马上放，你很多层次的，你一定要有你的 wisdom， 这个 wisdom 来自 silent mind， anytime 都会来的，在你时常你的 daily mindfulness 做，但是不要用你的 money mind 去做，你做的时候，因为它好像 computer， 它自己会 run 的。你看 computer 来的，你 normally 做的哈，你的 computer 会 run 它的 program 的，但是你就没有用你的 money mind， 它是它的 physical， 它的什么 system 哈，它会走的。我不懂你们明白吗？没有 thought 的，它只是这样子做 appear disappear 生灭，没有东西的，一切都是生灭。你可以看到这个。啊，因缘和合，一切都是因缘和合，一切都是有为法。就好像《金刚经》所说的，一切有为法，如梦如泡影，如露亦如电，一切如是观，就是这样子。
应
作如是观就是这样，因为一切都是你的心造出来，这个心是什么心啊？满念脉来的啊，不过满念脉后面就是你的真心，就是你的真心，你做，但是你可以看到你的满念脉在做，不是这个还没有到上面啊，我不懂你们明白吗？还没有到上面的，就是还没有到你这边来的 memory 啊，他已经 program 了，你可以做，你好像怎么样讲，有做等于没有做，一切都是这样子做，但是你要做，因为这是你的报身有 karma 的，你一定要做你的 duty， 你的 right duty， 你 right duty 就是你要有正知证件去做一切你应该做的，你的 nature 里面有的去做，那你的 wisdom 就慢慢上，慢慢不是上，你会，它会现出来呀、啊。
嗯。
你的 wisdom 会现出来，一点一点一点。
嗯。
所以平时我在家里做家务，我也是在修行，因为也是只有我一个。嗯，你每一样看呢，都是达玛来的，不怎么样讲啊，也不增加也不减的，不增也不减，做什么呢？就是 nature rolling mind， 不增不减生灭。然后你可以看到，你如果你有真心，你有那个啊 silent mind， 你可以看到生灭。但是还有一个不生不灭，
嗯，
在一起的，你可以看到，这个只是我的一个 glimpse 看到，但是还要继续做，还有很长的时间。
OK， let us rejoice. After too long.
翻够了，等一下你们。
It's too long. I cannot recall. I cannot translate everything. Yes, he spoke on a lot of very beautiful.And penetrated Dhamma. That's why she said she don't know. She don't know me, she don't know.
这是我的亲身经验的。
yeah,
讲出来给你们
through her own experience，
这个也是我那心里讲出来，平时你叫我讲我的。
She very shy. Last time the thought keep on telling her. He's still
cannot. 他没有出来，他不会讲的。
She made condition. So the condition started at Thursday class. After the class, she was telling, explaining to Joyce a lot of things. Until I also sadhu after that. So very good. Let me translate the first part first. Whatever I can recall, but it's very beautiful. Right?So basically, she started by saying, we must understand who are we, what are we. Then basically, he said, we as a human being, with a five degree of form and mind, we are part of nature. Do you understand? You are part of nature. So if you can live like nature, then you are beautiful. But because you don't know how to echo and flow like nature, like everything, even the plant,because you have a mundane mind full of wrong view, full of cunningness, full of the evil roots. That's why you keep on accumulating, giving meaning. The phenomenal world, like, to you is very real, then like you exist. So all this, as you continue to hold, grasp and cling, they are like dust, thicken, thicken, thicken.So the cultivation is very easy, is it? Develop the silent mind, the meditative mind, to see all this, to understand how you get yourself entangled into all this mess, then how you can reverse it retrospectively to free your mind. So to free your mind is not difficult. You only need to cultivate the silent mind. Means the moment you are without thought, you're already aware. And when you are aware,the silent mind is aware of all the movement. Then you will understand clearly who are you, what are you, the six handle and all those things. Then what consciousness is. Then how due to your views and opinion and conditioning, you input the content. Then he said, our form and mind operate like a computer. You already download all the program and all those things, it will just run.It will not have emotion, understand? It will not have fear and all those things. It will just run. But the problem with our human mundane mind is we got too much of this wrong view, too much of this delusion because we grasp, we cling. Then we overrule a lot of the things that is happening if you have understood that this is part of nature.If it's just part of nature, why should you oppose what is? What is the reality. That's why he said, it's like my teacher used to say, she now learned this. He said, the whole of the phenomenal world is like mighty nature rolling by. Means it follows nature's law. So you can accept what is. The laws that governs life and existence.You can accord and flow. You will be very beautiful. You will be peaceful. And you will have clarity. Then you will have understanding. Then this mundane mind, if you know how to use it, is very beautiful. Then he talked about understanding that this is part of nature. It's subject to the law of karma.That's why you have to do your duty, she said. You cannot neglect this form and mind. That's why you have to take care of your speech, action, and thought process. The way you live your life, the way you interact with people, then the way you arise. All of your action, speech, and thought process, your livelihood. So all these are very important right views.When you have this right view, you will know how to cultivate. Then life can become different. Then he said how all this function, before it goes to the brain, if you use your silent mind, the awareness that is aware, the understanding behind will act, not the brain. But living beings, because they are so conditioned by their views, opinion, and conditioning, their belief system and other things, which is from the memory, they always go back to the brain and they act from there. That's why she asked, I don't know whether you understand what she means or not. When she said, when the awareness is aware before it goes to the brain, then the wisdom, yoni so manasikara, she didn't use the word, but she said the understanding behind will know how to act. Then you just act God and flow, do your duty, that's it. Then everything will just manifest and flow. Then there are a few more things, but I cannot recall. So I think with this, maybe we should rejoice. Yeah, this part is beautiful. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then let her continue a bit more. Still got time.
<笑>什么都不要抓，不管好的境界还是不好的境界，全部都是虚假的、空性的。不管你做到怎么样。 怎么样好，怎么样神通，怎么样，你要有 wisdom， 就是真知真见，有那种的正觉，你才能，你它自然而然，这是我的 understanding 罢了，我没有神通的，什么都没有，它自然而然，因为这是 part of nature， 你都会，就是它自然而然会有的。 所以你不要去抓它，就是说，我们不要抓，什么都不要抓，明白了放，明白了放，这个很重要。
Okay, very good. Let us rejoice. I translate this part first before I forgot. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This is regarding meditation. You see, whatever mind state that arises during meditation, or as you go through life, you say, your happy moments or whatever. Do not cling, do not attach, do not grasp. And understand that these are all not real. They are just condition arising, cause of phenomenon. The moment you grasp, you cling, you will have problem. You will have attachment leading to suffering. And this is what the Dhamma is all about. Whatever that arises, don't attach, don't cling, don't hold, don't grasp. Then you will develop understanding. Because the only thing that can free your mind is just wisdom, nothing else. Not all the fantastic mind state, the fantastic meditative experience that you are able to realize or to experience. All these are but, they use the Mandarin word, not real, empty, qi kong. So this is the important understanding that you must have when you develop meditation. Then you will not become gullible. Then whatever you develop the understanding already, just let things be. She used the word, don't hold, just let go of it. But the actual understanding is when you already have the understanding, you cannot hold. So there is no need to let go. Letting go is a myth. So what you should do is, the moment the mind understands, it cannot hold, it cannot latch on, it's not deluded anymore. So this is the understanding that will unfold. Then when it unfolds, the form of mind that is connected to it will understand. It will not be gullible like before. It will not give any more meaning, then there is joy. Then you can use that understanding to live life. So this part on meditation is really important. So we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
我不懂.
Wait, I forgot to explain one part. Just now I missed out, now I remember. He said, you will see the condition arising, appearing, disappearing, sun mia, sun mia. But then later on, as you cultivate, as your wisdom deepens, then your understanding deepens, then you will come to a stage where you will experience 不生不灭. 不生不灭 means there is no arising and no ceasing, means you will have a glimpse of Nibbana. Yeah? Then if that one can also stabilize, then you would have gone through a stable realization of Nibbana. Mm. But there is another part that she mentioned about this Pusen Pumye. Mm. He said this one, you need to realize it. You need to cultivate. Just do it sincerely. Do not be like in a hurry to realize all this. If you just accord and flow, develop the faith, the sincerity, the perseverance, you just do. Then one part that she came to know, which is very good, finally you know all these are not real, impermanent, leading to suffering, empty, non-self. Then you will come to know, do also like that, don't do also like that. There is actually no difference, because there is nobody there. That's why you will finally realize that profound non-self, empty nature. So it's just the form and mind, subject to nature's law, law of karma. Nature's law that governs life and existence. So it's just mighty nature rolling by, form and mind coming and going, appearing and disappearing. So not what you think. So this part I think is beautiful. So this was the earlier sharing which I suddenly recall. That's why I want to share it. So you want to rejoice? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I was also surprised that she can say so many of this very profound sharing that I used to give. And in her own words some more, which is beautiful. I rejoice. Sadhu. Okay, continue now.
我就讲一些我的经验, 可能是我 past life 有修的。 不懂的我会念, 自从我接触了, 这个 Vinodhyana Buddha 的时候, 我会自己, 然后去找, Google 找, 因为我们知道我们有三身, 其实三身就是一身, 然后我会念, 每次我bow的时候, 我会念, 那么清净法身, 维如前那佛, 那么圆满报身, 卢舍那佛, 那么千万亿载化身, 释迦牟尼佛, 会自然这样子念出来的, 因为我明白你这三身就是你一生你现在要修的一直到圆满你的报身圆满就是你的巴拉蜜全部完圆满了富满了慧也满了那是你的报身那清净呢法身呢就是你的 true nature 你那个就是维罗加拉佛第一个 佛，那个清净法身佛， 这是我的understanding 啊， 让你们知道， 我还没有那么高的那个， 对不起， 我还没有到那个程度， 但是他自己会这样子念， 然后很早很早， 我就会念那个菩萨的四大宏愿， 自己会念。
Okay, maybe I translate that part first, just in case, forgot. See, this part is about herself. She wants to share a little bit of what she experienced this life. She said it's like there's a lot of past life cultivation affinity with this great being, Virochana Buddha. For the sake of those who are new, Virochana Buddha is supposed to be the originator, first Sammasambuddha, along the Mahayana tradition. So they go back to the original, first Sammasambuddha. So all the subsequent Buddhas, Sammasambuddha, that arise, they are all connected to this one. Then in the sutta it's mentioned there are three types of bodies, which he just now mentioned. First is, of course, the Virochana Buddha, the reward body that perfect itself to develop all the virtue, wisdom, and perfections. So this one, once you perfect it, then your spiritual nature will become perfect too. He called it the Qingjing, the body that develops the spiritual nature. Then after that, that will combine with the last body. And these three bodies are very beautiful. It's just like she somehow will know how to make all this. They call it, she recite all this. It's in Mandarin. Yeah, my Mandarin is not good. I cannot translate it to you. So in Mandarin, she tend to recite all this. It shows their affinity. And she also, some time back ago, in the early days, she said she will also chant the four Bodhisattva vow. It's like, this is within her nature. She know how to do it. And she has been doing it. And from there, a lot of understanding developed. Because the Bodhi mind, or the Bodhi seed that has been planted during the early days, when they come to friction, it will bring forth the condition for all this to happen. That's why she can be, this one I added on, she can be married to me. because I used to hint to you, her cable is very strong. Don't know what type of cable, very, very, very special. That's why the condition just happened. Like I explained to you all last time, No way I can know her, when I tell you. She called us Ling Ong, in the middle of nowhere, Pasina Punamang. Then I'm from Alastar. Then somehow, just third year training, I was sent there. Then that 6 month training, condition just fall into place. How I go there also funny. Too long a story to share. Then when I was there also things happened. Then everything fall into place. Then later on, how the nature come out, then she just follow. When she did her duty very well, that's why she always tell you all, those who are attentive, she said, just do your duty. Be stupid, never mind. But not the stupid type of stupid. They say saw in Hokkien. You know the meaning of saw yan yao saw fuk. There is a Cantonese version. Yun chai wa no. So don't be too smart. Don't be too cunning. So always be humble. Do your duty. Don't complain. Then have love. Care for the family. Care for people. Have goodness. Have kindness. That's why I realize a lot of Kayamita like my wife's virtue. He said, can learn a lot of things from her. She is never selfish. Like, he never tell you all, how can my husband keep on allowing her his time to be used by all the Kayamita, seldom at home. Never do that and never complain. Other people complain or no. Then the worst was during the early years. 90% all ladies. And out of those ladies, more than half is not married. And came over my house. I think Yen Chen and Mimi, they all know. At least this later version, most of them are married. So this is the part that she wants to share with you all, so that you develop this understanding, so that from now onward, you have this simple mind. Understand? Simple mind that do your duty, have faith, have sincerity, persevere, just cultivate, just to be humble, have virtue, and you will become beautiful. Condition will arise. Then make aspiration. Then develop the understanding. Keep on cultivating sincerely. And this is what will bring forth the condition. And this sasana is the best window. Yeah. So this is the part that she was sharing just now. Mm. So okay, now I pass back to her to continue. Huh?
我看够了，讲也讲不完，因为有很多自在，它是分叉出来很多，最重要就是修。Most
important is cultivate. She say enough.
不要被 mundane mind 抓住。
Don't be deceived by the mundane mind. Don't be deluded by the mundane mind. The mundane mind is your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, your fear, your scars of memory, everything that you carry and hold on to as you go through life. Your happy moments, unhappy moments, miserable moments, your phobia, and whatever encounter that you have gone through in life. Sometimes they are deeply embedded in your subconscious and your unconscious. So most important thing is to reverse all this layer by layer through cultivation. Sincerely just cultivate. So she said maybe tonight enough. Well, there are so many things you can actually continue. It's unending. It branch off from, spin off and branch off into many area of understanding. She used the Mandarin word, what? 分叉 Ah, fencha. What is the meaning? Oh, branch. Oh, okay. Fencha. I thought the very cha.
我要感恩你们，因为没有你们，也没有我，我们都是因缘和合的，一起同修，一切都是因缘和合，你一定要看到。
She said she wants to thank you all, because you all are the part of the causes and conditions for her to cultivate and develop all this understanding. That everything that happened has its condition behind. So everything is dependent on originating condition arising. So together you cultivate as Kayana Mita, this is Tong Siu.
We support each other.
Support and support help each other. Support, counsel, encourage, motivate and help each other. Just like our Kaya Mita concept. So this is beautiful. Yeah? So let us rejoice. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
最后呢，我就要恳求你们， 如果我的身口意有差错，有不对的，
So finally she said she would like to ask for forgiveness from all if she has done anything. Yeah? Not appropriate to the speech, action, and thought process. So let us rejoice. Sadhu. Okay.
Let us strive on with heedfulness.
Strive on with heedfulness. So no need to translate this one. Follow the advice of the Buddha before his parinibbana. Siyan, come, use the mic. Okay, I translate for Suyan. He said, likewise, they also, Suyan, on behalf of all the Kaimita, ask for forgiveness from my wife if there is anything that they have done wrong or not so appropriate. So we should rejoice. Sadhu. So anybody else want to share? Next one, a song. Song is sleeping meditation. 来啊，轮到你了。 So why not all the birthday girls come out for 3 or 5 minutes? So we can skip our meditation. See? You say, don't worry, it will speak by itself.
时间过得很快。好，我跟Baradil学达妈已经五年了 ，five years 了。刚才我才在 contemplate 的时候，我想我2012年我们去泰国11月我第一次 join Baradil 的那个 trip 去spiritual trip 在泰国，因为我要去印度for 我的 meditation， 所以我还记得我们在一个 Big C 里面，好 Big C 那是只有 about 15 minutes。我跟 Brother 两个人privately the talk。
对对对。
我当时我因为我要去 India 了，我也知道我要 get Brother 的 advice。Brother 就从开始讲，他讲 Brother，what should I do for the next？ 啊，Brother 讲，你听我讲，哇，But after that， from there， 我。其实我刚才在contemplate 的时候，这五年很大的一个成长。我2013年我从印度回来了以后，我在 from 那个March 我就一直坐在巴马苏里这个位置，我坐了一年。2013年 Virgil 的 sharing 不像今天这样，哇，有 nature 啦，有什么没有的？那个时候只有 five spiritual faculty。Five aggregate form of form and mind， 跟 five mental hindrance， 一直在 repeat， 还有那个mindfulness， 我听了一年。Then after that， 2013年我再回来的时候，我跟我讲，又要来听 five spiritual faculty， 又要来听 form and mind， 然后有点懒惰啊那个时候，但是我又很奇怪，我对 Brother 又很有 faith 的哦。等我就想，等你对他这样有 faith， 他一直 advise 我们做普加 ，advise 我们 ask for forgiveness， 跟做 bowing， 你听了一年，我都没有做，等你又怎样讲？等我讲 ，in this case， 我2014年我 start in the March， in March 我 start follow as Brother 的 advice， 就是。做普加 ，every day morning 我做普加 ，and then every day 我every weekend 我 ask for forgiveness，and then 我做 bowing，and then 我在every weekend 我自己洗衣的，然后 during the half an hour 我用我那个 half an hour 我来 train 我的 mind and 我的 body together， 所以我一洗好我的 mind 一 run 我。就抓回来一 run 我就抓回来 within the half an hour 我一直在 train 我的 mind， 就因为这样子的做的六个月过后就 checkpoint 了，然后我就 August 我去阿江阿那那边就是那个 condition 让我有这个 condition 就 connect，then after 我 connect 以后我就以为哦收工了，actually 不是哈 ，after connect 了以后。才发现到很多的东西，是 beyond 我的我才那个时候我才一直跟 Baradil 的一直在问很多的这个 Dharma， especially 那个 mindfulness 那个 sati， 我都一直在 cultivate 这个 sati。to stabilize 我的这个场地，上个礼拜拜二，我坐在那个 corner 的时候 ，suddenly 我听到的那个钟的那个声，我在听 Brother Dill， 那时候我们在讲那个marriage 的那个 karma 的时候 ，at the same time 我听到那个钟在哒哒哒，然后我在 silent 我去听了之后，我不是在听，我可以 feel 到那个针一直在哒。一直走，我 feel 到不是那个，我不是听到那个声音，
yeah, 我是
感觉到那个秒，那个针跟着我，
yeah, 一直在
move。
Yeah, yeah,
at the same time， 我一听住 Brother 就在说那个
karma， yeah, yeah,
那个 karma。
是
啊，今天 afternoon 我在 office， 我在看住那个落叶，那个落叶这样子，
nature,
那个 nature， 因为在看的时候， actually 那个时候，我刚才我在 recall 我在。 来的时候我才 record 才发现到我的麦跟那个
yeah,
那个 lips 一起
flow
到这样子。
That is specific phenomenal awareness.
我是跟着那个树叶一起落。
Yeah, 一起落。
But 没有 wording, so soft, so, 慢慢慢慢慢这样子下来。没有 wording.
Then the flow.
But 那个时候我在看住的时候我没有 wording, 我是刚才在 line 的时候我才 record, 诶、
yeah.
哦是哦我是跟着那个麦。
Yeah.
所以我花了很多的这个时间在cultivate exactly flow follow 这个 brother deal 的 advice 走这条道路我们一定要有 faith 好我花了很多的这个尤其这两年我花了很多的那个我要感谢Birdil 的这个 teaching 他的 sharing 我也感谢所有的佛菩萨 especially 普贤菩萨和观世音菩萨、
yeah.
我过去三年里面我真的是时常可以感受到佛菩萨的这个 guidance 跟 blessing 我今年年头三月因为我每天都是在我的 office 里面开这个佛经当我在三月我在听南无观世音菩萨这个佛号的时候我的眼泪一直在流我 silent 在听的时候这整个佛号就只是一个 love and compassion 罢了它没有什么这整个佛号就是只是一个 love and compassion、
嗯、
then after that 我又有我过后才发现我跟阿弥陀佛又有这个这个
affinity
No wonder brother 以前一直讲我的 fate 我是修 fate 的、
yeah.
我的 past life、
嗯、
过我现在才知道原来我以前是修净土宗的、
嗯、
我过去的八年每天早上都是听观世音菩萨跟心经但是我没有听了我今年开始我就没有听了我只是听南无阿弥陀佛这一个佛号罢了那么我在六月的时候我在听着这个佛号的时候我在 office 我的眼泪又一直流我才发现这个佛号里面又是一个 love and compassion 罢了
是的是的、
这整个南无阿弥陀佛非常的 powerful 当你在 silent mind 里面去听的时候所有的东西都在里面就像 Brother 所讲的所有的东西都是在里面、
yeah.
但是他又没有他又从里面他又 arise everything 就是南无阿弥陀佛这六个字很 deep 的一个 faith 我上前几个礼拜我在这里offer flower 给阿弥陀佛的时候我的 tear 都流了出来从这个 faith 里面我们才能够开始一直再去走这个cultivation without 这个 faith 我们很 不容易的去走这个cultivation 我最近一直在 contemplate 因为我很喜欢做 contemplation、我最近在 contemplate 我觉得我们这一个这个 window 很像 like Brad 所讲这个 window 是非常非常的
window,
非常的
重要
重要、人生我们也得到了佛法也听闻了如果我们再不去修的话你 miss 了这个 sasana 的话不知道几时还有这个机会去 plant 我们这个 Buddhi mind 现在我们能够听到佛法还能够听闻佛法外面都已经这么样乱了以后没有佛法的时候的外面是什么样的世界很难想象、
yeah,
很难想象、
嗯、
现在有佛法外面都已经这样乱接下来这两千年过后佛法灭了以后外面是什么样的世界我们又再来到这个娑婆世界的时候你这个 form and mind 要怎么样的去go through 这个 time and space、
嗯、
如果你没有这个 Buddha Dharma没有这个 Bohi mind 你 planted 这个 Bohi mind 来 as a 一个 virtue 来 guide 你的话我们又要再沉沦下去了
very true, Father.
哈，我们又要在沉沦在这个 karma 里面，就很像我这个 life 来，我还没有遇到 Baradil 之前，我 pay back 了15年的 karma to the vipassana。
Yeah.
我25岁的时候，有一天我觉得佛法不是烧香跟烧蜡烛。
Yeah.
Then 我就 from that 我就去找佛法，什么是佛法？我看了很多的书，书上说你一定要 meditation， 我就去找了 meditation。3年后，我的一个朋友就来找我，跟我讲有一个 vipassana 的 meditation， 我就去 join， 一 join 了就15年，我没有去别的地方。然后直到我2007年，我在印度的拉达遇到了 Miss Ang， condition arise， 所以我要谢谢 Miss Ang， 所以 Miss Ang 就在拉达跟我提起了 Brother Dil， 然后我2008年 2008我回来，我 attend Brother Dil 的这个 class just for 1 month， 那时 Brother Dil 在讲这个 的时候，
十二因缘。
我听了一个月，很大的一个 shock， 为什么跟外面的全部不一样的？好，然后我就不见了，我就没有来了，我只来一个月，然后我就不见了五年，直到我2012年，这个 condition 又 ripen 了以后，我又再回来，直到了今天。我为什么要学这个？是说，我们要去看到那个。condition 跟那个 karma 是多么的 powerful 啊，是多么的 powerful、啊。You thought that this is what you 哈、哦，你在走的那个 path， 你一直以为你是对的。Actually， 它的 behind 是一个 condition 的 behind 是一个 karma 来的。我那个15年我就这样子的，我只相信 vipassana is the only way， 哈、哦、啊，就是一个 blind faith 罢了。然后that's why Brother Dil 讲我只有这个 faith 罢了，所以当我来到 Brother Dil 这里，我也只有一个 Brother Dil 的一个 Dharma 罢了，我也没有去外面听以前金涛一直跟我讲，哇什么林波切来，哇什么师父来，他一直叫我去听，我讲不用啦，你只要能够 understand Brother Dil 的 teaching 已经够了，里面有很多很多的 Dharma 已经够我们了，我们只是要去 cultivate。我会比较 on practical 这个 Dharma 是怎样 practical， 在怎样在 daily 里面去 practical， 所以我不看的，我很少要去看经书，我不去看经书，我要在 daily 里面，我的这个 mindfulness 要怎么样的去在 daily 里面，我能够到我的 daily mindfulness、spatial awareness 跟 general awareness， 还有我的 direct seeing， 我要怎么样的去 stabilize 它在我的 daily 里面？
这三个智慧最重要的。
如果你能够 stabilize 这三个 mindfulness 的话，这个 mindfulness 的话 ，Dharma 它就会 unfold 出来了。它 Dharma 会 unfold。我有时我在 silent， 我在 silent 看着那个 nature 的时候，当我 oneness with 那个 nature 的时候，像 Mr. Steel 所讲的，所有的佛法都在里面了，所有的都在里面，但是所有就很像 Brother 每次所讲那个道，一切的道都在里面，但是他又一切都没有。这个东西一定要自己亲自的去 cultivate， 你进去了你会 realize， 因为我的understanding 还不 stabilize， 所以很多东西我还不能够share 出来，我只是要让大家知道我们一定要有这个 faith， 尤其在这个 window， 现在这个 sasana， 我们一定要很勤劳，你一定要放下所有的因缘，选择 this is the only important thing， 时间不多了，一年过了、我们一定要抓紧去 stabilize 我们的这个 understanding 在这个当我们这个 form and mind 还有 condition 的时候，我们一定要去 understanding， 去 plant whatever 你能够做的，去 planting 这个 Buddha Dharma， 让去买这个 insurance for 你的 future life。如果你这一次你 strike on 的以后，你 life after life in the future
就没问题了
，no problems。你买的是一个 life insurance，
unending 啊，无量寿经，limitless life。
在这里我要谢谢 Brother Dale， Brother Dale 我也是要 ask for forgiveness 啊，因为以前我每次来问你很多东西，你都讲 silent， 我叫我不要问这么多，我很生气，满地卖，我回去我的满地卖会哇坏哦 ，Brother Dale 不要跟我讲啊，还没叫我 silent， 我很生气。
Yeah， what I'm trying to tell him is from the thought， all these are from the thought。This is not the real wisdom from the true mind, because he was going through that phase. Where I say, you have the Dhamma already, you connected already, you awakened already, but you have not stabilized it. That's why the thought keep on coming to interfere and ask that type of question. Based on his understanding, he said, yeah, then he always asked through the thought again. Then,为什么会这样啊？为什么会这样 ？Then I say forget about it. It's all from the thought. That's why silent. Yeah. The moment you are silent, you will understand. Everything will unfold because it is the silent mind, which is your true mind, your true nature, that can awaken. That's why he finally realized. He focused on the daily mindfulness. Daily mindfulness stabilizes it. Then use it to contemplate, reflect.Then develop the direct seeing. Then specific phenomenal awareness, spacious awareness without a center. All this you can do already. Initially, you do it when you are in the formal meditation. And later on, like what he saw today, in the midst of life, the nature can just silent and flow with that falling leaf. Then it's just like the whole thing is.With your nature. The awareness and the thing just flow, no words, nothing. Then later on, every moment, every instant is like that. Then your mind becomes different. You should go and listen to the last sharing at, Wu Bing Jing, sir? Wu Bing Jing, sir? The last Sunday one. I tell you, that one is fantastic. Oh, somebody asked me the question. Oh, Adeline, huh? Adeline, huh?He asked me how to stabilize the daily mindfulness. These are the people who cultivate and want to understand. Then because I got the whole 1 hour plus session, so I explained in very, very deep detail and with a lot of clarity. You should listen last Sunday. It's very, very beautiful and very profound. I even started from the early days, how all this evolved. So just like today, I think Song, he presented a very good aspect of cultivation, which is from his personal experience, how he came to understand a lot of this is due to karma, karmic. That's why he realized he was blocked for 15 years, trapped because of what he has done in the past.Then this line, because of condition, and his faith is very strong. He remember, I always tell him, I say, your faith is very strong. Your time will come. The only thing is you have to ask for forgiveness because of past coming friction. You have to pay back. Then earlier on, he said he's very char. Why he's so slow? The rest are so fast. I said, no. When the time comes, it will happen. Then when it happens, it will become very beautiful.Then also tonight, my nature really rejoiced because not only people understand, they can have the ability to share this and express it out, which is what my nature loves to hear and see. Because this is the greatest gift you can give to humanity. And when they see you having this understanding and the faith, their faith will be very strong too.That's why he just remind you that most important spiritual faculty is faith, nothing else. With faith, everything comes. Then just listen attentively and do what I advise you to do. Very simple. Develop mindfulness. Stabilize it to become heedfulness. That's what you need to do. And it's not so difficult. That's why every day he spent half an hour washing clothes, doing mindfulness. So this is a new technique, understand? So if you are more suitable, you wash a lot of clothes, you should do it. Understand? Bowing may be your knee painful, but this will practice your strength, your hand. Then when you do it until you are so mindful, I tell you, no thought. And you can wash it very thoroughly, clean, beautiful. Then later on, as you reflect, contemplate, as you stand, walk and move, everything is like connected. Every moment of awareness. There is a flow. Last Sunday one, everything is mentioned there. You should listen. So, we let song continue. Very good. Today's sharing is all very good. Sadhu. Oh, can wait another day. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, very good. So we got another 10 minutes. Who is next? Anybody? Oh, you want to have 10 minutes of meditation? I think no need meditation. We have to have food and fellowship some more. Hey, we haven't chanted. You have 10 minutes. Chant. Come. The Heart Sutta and all those things. Come. I almost forgot. Song, come. The puja chanting, your chanting book, We should chant the tapetou, then heart sutta. Come, one time each.
Namo Po Jie Mo Fa Te Do 但知他安阿婆如是，如家的家如的，一世利摩诃菩提萨埵，萨婆萨婆摩来摩来，摩悉摩悉利陀喻，俱卢俱卢羯摩，陀卢陀卢跋涉耶帝，诃跋涉耶帝，陀来陀来帝利尼，悉诃来耶则来则来，摩摩跋摩来。目的利益是益是是乃是乃阿来生佛来舍利法沙法生佛来舍耶呼噜呼噜摩来呼噜呼噜悉利娑来娑来悉利悉利修罗修罗菩提耶菩提耶菩陀耶菩陀耶弥帝利耶那来谨此帝利舍利那婆耶摩来萨婆诃悉陀耶萨婆诃摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃悉陀喻室盘来耶萨婆诃那来谨此萨婆诃摩来那来萨婆诃来生阿穆迦耶萨婆诃萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃则吉来阿悉陀耶萨婆诃佛陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃那来谨此盘揭来耶萨婆诃波婆利僧揭来耶萨婆诃南无何来丹乃多赖耶耶南无阿利耶婆卢揭帝释盘来耶萨婆诃安悉殿多曼多赖跋陀耶萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色。受想行识亦复如是，舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无生。 想行事，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老时亦无老时尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得亦无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
南无拉那达雅雅，南无阿雅加那，萨嘎拉维罗加那，布胡拉扎雅达达嘎提雅，阿哈提萨雅萨布达雅。Namo Sawatatta Gati Pi Arhati Bi Samya Sambuddhi Bi Namo Aya Avalokite Shoraya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Daryata Om Daradara Diri Diri Duru Duru Itti Veate Sale Sale Pasale Pasale Kusuma Kusume Wale Ili Mili Jiti Zola Apanae Soha
Okay, very good. Let us thank Mama Sri Brother Song for leading us on all this chanting. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Okay, I almost forgot one thing. Just now I promised Mimi, because they brought this flower. So we let Mimi offer to my wife. Yeah. I think six of you all, you represent them. You are the only one here. Yeah. Joyce is not here, Monica is not here, Leslie, then a few more, I think. Huh? Yeah. We need the assistant now. But I think.
It's okay. I would like to, on the behalf of all the Kayamita, say a few words of thanks to Mrs. Teo, especially, very frankly speaking, when I listened to her profound sharing, I really truly rejoice to her nature that she's able to touch the very deep and profound of the core of cultivation. Because for a person to be able to speak in that form, in that state of mind, that having the understanding and the, she say glimpses, maybe she's been very humble. She probably has better understanding and realization than that. She's been very humble tonight. So I really rejoice to her nature. And she will be a very good role model for all Kayamitas to perfect oneself in all the six parameters of a bodhisattva. And I think I did write in my card that the biggest perfections that I see in her, and she is always the person that inspires me in many ways, is the kanti. It is not easy to do that. And another very beautiful nature of her is humility. This is not easy. So I hope with Brother Teo's guidance, and Brother Teo is very fortunate to have a partner that been always there to support his nature.
That's why I always this I say hobo. Good wife.
I think she's more than a hobo.
Oh,
she is more than a real co-cultivator that inspires one another in the path of cultivation.
Yes.
And she is really a good role model for all of us to eliminate, how do you say, copy it?
Emulate.
Actually, it's true. It is not easy for all these perfections of paramitas. I always ask myself, how can I do that? So I always see who is the great Zen masters that have all this culture, all this perfection. I seriously, from my personal experience, I go forward to him and I really ask him, Zen master so and so, I really need your guidance and show me how to perfect all these parameters.
And
very strangely, you were beginning to see how to perfect that. I have, frankly speaking, I've done that. And it really, because these 6 parameters or the 10 parameters, if all of you are really serious, want to walk this bodhisattva path, you have to do the perfection. So, Mrs. Teo sharing really inspired me. I really rejoice from the deep, from my nature. Sadhu to you.
Sadhu
to Brother Teo for teaching us the Dharma all these years. So this is my sharing, and I really rejoice with all Kayati Mitas towards Mrs. Teo nature. Thank you.
Sadhu.
Of course, one thing that we have to always garner is the Triple Gem.
Yeah.
Without the Triple Gem, if we haven't connect back to the Triple Gem, it's very difficult to actually to see one true nature and return to the source. Okay, thank you.
Sadhu. Very good. Anybody else want to say something? Yeah. Now is a condition. So learn to speak out and express. It's very beautiful. Then regarding the 6 parameter or the 10 perfection, you don't have to worry. If you read the book, The Cultivation of the Bodhisattva Way, it's all there. You technically don't have to do anything. Your form and mind just echo and flow. But you only have to plant the seed of Bodhi. Plant it deeply, stabilize it, have the faith, then have the understanding. Then after that, take the vow. The vow and the 3 sets of pure precept will take you along. Then the cultivation will unfold. Then make the aspiration for this right view, right understanding, life after life to arise. Means all of the essential Dhamma that the Buddha has taught you, together with asking for forgiveness to break your karmic offense, karmic obstacle, to develop the causes and condition for you to have the condition, to have this type of understanding deeply planted in your nature, so that life after life, whenever you come, whether you choose to come or you have to come, this understanding is there, just like what Brother Song shared, is very important. And this window, do not miss it. You only need to do the hard work this life. Make sure all these are planted with understanding, with faith, with sincerity and perseverance. Then just cultivate. Then the perfection will unfold itself as you develop the practice, the cultivation. The cultivation itself is the perfection. As you go deeper and deeper into the cultivation, especially the Bodhisattva way, the 4th Bodhisattva vow, they are the one that lead to the perfection of all the 10 perfection. And they are not difficult. Then don't forget to cultivate affinity with all the great beings, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Or as per Sakyamuni's way, take refuge with the Triple Gem. Means cultivate affinity with Triple Gem. And Triple Gem is covering all the Buddhas of the 3 period of time, all the Bodhisattvas of the 3 period of time, then the enlightened disciples of the Buddhas and the great Bodhisattvas. Then you cultivate affinity with the Dhamma. And this Dhamma is the perfection of wisdom. When you have penetrated all Dhamma, the 3rd vow, this is the one that will perfect the perfection of wisdom and understanding. Means you have penetrated all Dhamma. Then when you vow to severe all perception and affliction, that one is also very powerful. If you cannot severe them, means you don't have wisdom. You cannot develop this virtue of wisdom. If you cannot endure and severe all affliction and vexation, means you have attachment, you have delusion, you have not perfected the parami of renunciation. So renunciation is very important, like I explained in the book. Renunciation is not about just renouncing your hair to become a monk or a bhikkhu. No, it's way beyond that. You have to renounce everything that is unreal, illusion. When you can renounce all that is unreal and the illusion, then only your true nature shines forth. Then that renunciation perfected, no more suffering. Because when you can renounce everything that is unreal, you will not grasp, you will not cling, and you will not hold. And this is the real perfection of renunciation. And it's tied up with the second vow, Bodhisattva vow. That's why you vow to severe, and you endure and severe all perfection and affliction. If condition is such, you need to endure, you have to endure with understanding. Then you can severe all affliction, means you will not be deceived by it, deluded by it. Then you can renounce everything that is unreal. So all this perfection, as you cultivate the understanding, like Brother Song came to know, and my wife also came to know, you can go direct to the true mind, the true nature to cultivate, based on Huining's teaching, which is also part of the Diamond Sutra teaching. When we visited the Huining Way place, you always see on the pillar, it's written there, Wu Nian, Wu Xiang, Wu Zhu. These three very profound characteristics of Huining's cultivation is very profound. It is meant for Bodhisattva to perfect themselves, to become Samasa Buddha. If you can cultivate to that level, all your perfection will be fulfilled. The first one is Sainthood Way, Wu Nian, when there is no thought, the silent mind. Your mindfulness stabilized. You are ever mindful. That already can bring forth the enlightenment. That itself is very powerful. And that itself is something that a lot of cultivators fail to understand, because they do thought-based meditation. They cannot go to that true mind, that silent mind. Then as you develop the awakening, the understanding, the vow, then you will come to understand the second characteristics of Huining's cultivation, Wu Xiang, no mark. No mark of a self cultivating, no mark of living being, no mark of life, no mark of Dhamma. Everything is empty, not what you think. Then finally is the part, the last part, Wu Nian, the mind, Wu Zhu, the mind must have no dwelling. To do this, your mundane mind must collapse. If your mundane mind don't collapse, you can train it. Like what Brother Song went through, stabilize the daily mindfulness. Then during those moments, you can be with the specific phenomenal awareness. Then later on, when you are silent in the form of meditation, the spacious awareness without a center, all this you can experience them, you can develop them and do that. But unless your mundane mind collapses, to live life without dwelling is not easy. Because those are still the meditative state that you develop to enable you to have that type of mind with specific phenomenal awareness and spacious awareness without a center. But this cannot become a part of your natural state in the midst of life, daily life. So to have that ability, your mundane mind must collapse. Otherwise, your nature cannot shine forth, and you cannot be in that state throughout the day. As initially are your waking moments. Then later on, even in your sleep, that nature is ever shining. is always there because it was never lost. That is the unborn. Because it's the unborn, it never ages, it never dies, it never gets sick. So these are very beautiful understanding that can unfold. Then this nature rejoices because this last 2 years is very important. Yeah, especially the end of 214, like what I have written in the book. The dawning of the Bodhisattva way, the condition, the sign appears so clearly. That's how all this come about. Then the book, with the transcript, everything come about. Then now everything is set, and because of that book, because of the constant sharing, a lot of cultivators, many, has developed this understanding. And from now onward, you will progress very fast. That's why you can recall the October sharing, gathering of Karavita. Even in that book, I wrote about it. In the past, my nature can feel that the Karavita force has evolved and become very different. That it will transform the Karavita. Initially, year by year, you will be different. Then later on, month by month. Then now it has moved so fast, it's like day to day, you can become very different. Then later on, the best is after this retreat, a lot of you will become different. Moment to moment, you will evolve and become beautiful beings. And you all can be like what the website say. The Kayanamita force will be very different. You will have a lot of Kayanamita who has the Dhamma. And that time, I tell you, your parami, your understanding, your nature, your virtue, you will be a great blessing to all. And it can have great effect on the world consciousness. And it can help many, many beings. And this is what is unfolding for those who can understand. Okay? So with that, maybe we should rejoice and end. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Gaudiya Bodhisattva. Oh, share merit. Okay. I thought today no need. After the cake there, then we sing together. Because you better share merit. I thought today no need to share because everything is so wholesome. Just now you realize the rain or not? Immediately after the Heart Sutta, there was this rain, rejoicing and all those things. So, don't worry about that. The nature is such. There are a lot of beings who rejoice. That's why, for me, I feel today is a very, very special day, auspicious and beautiful, meaningful. So we can record this as the website, one of the special event. First time we are having it. The special birthday puja, 19 December 2017. Six of the Karavita celebrating the December birthday. So with that we will share merit, transfer merit, starting from the devas. Akasata cha bhumata. Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamodit Chirang Rakan Lokasasana Itta Watta Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Deva Anamodantu Sabha Sampati Sidhya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontunya Tayo Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Himina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patia sadu. Sadhu, sadhu, can you all